welcome to another episode of African Couch Potato, The Mashup. Today, we'll be looking at a career that nobody knows about until they're actually in it, and it is the world of promos. In studio with us today is Executive Creative Director Paul Chozi, who's going to take us through everything. How are you, bro?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
I'm good. You're originally from Durban?
Correct.
Then you decided that you're going to get on a bus or a taxi or a flight and come all the way to Johannesburg.
A car.
What made you leave Durban to come here?
Opportunity. So while I was in Durban, an opportunity to be a promo director presented itself, and I had to grab it with both arms.
What were you doing in Durban before you came
out? I was doing a lot. So in Durban, there's not a lot going on for us in terms of creatives. So you have to be like a jack of all trades. So you're doing camera work, you're doing editing, you're a director. You're a bit of everything, right? So when this opportunity to be a promo director came, I wasn't necessarily sure what it was. But because I was exposed to a lot of things, I was like, let me take it. Let me try it and see what happens. So funny story, when we're in the car, I remember. So everything is done. Did my interview, accepted, got my offer. I'm happy. I'm going to Joburg. And as I was driving, I called my friend. I said, friend, Gambi, what do promo directors do? And then he was like, I don't know, friend. It's all the fancy stuff that you see on TV. I'm like, sure, but okay, cool. Let's see how it goes. So literally on my first day, because I had a close relationship with my boss, right? We lived with him from Durban. So on the first day, he sat me down. I said to him, yo, let me be honest with you. I'm not necessarily sure exactly what you require of me. Just take me through what this is. And he drew a clock, right? Yeah. And he says, imagine this as an hour clock. And within this hour, things are segmented into quarters. So it is like four quarters, right? And in these quarters, the shows that actually play would probably sit on one quarter, then the second one in the second quarter, third and the fourth quarter. So he split everything and he says, in between these gaps, there are ad breaks that happen, right? And then he says, if they're not playing like your traditional commercials and ads, they are playing your promos, which are more like your trailers that will sit in those spaces to try and promote the shows that they have on air. And I'm like, oh, so it's a trailer. Yes, but it's a trailer for TV. I'm like, oh, okay. So now that I know what it is, what do I have to do? And then he says, no, you are responsible for coming up with the concept. You're also responsible for writing the script for this and then directing everybody else involved in this. Because now remember, I'm coming from Durban, was used to do everything. So I'm thinking I'll have to do like editing and graphics. I'm thinking, yo, I have to do all of these things. He said, no. The way that we are structured is that you just do conceptualizing, script writing, and then we have specific people who specialize in editing and other people who do your graphics. So yours is just to make sure that your vision comes to life.
Did he at any point mention that promo is short for promotion?
To be honest, let me think. No.
Because the way he broke it down, it's a trailer, it's a teaser that is promoting something.
I actually don't remember him mentioning that a promo is
short for promotion.
For promotion. It was just like, you're doing a promo.
So now you get into this world of promos, writing, conceptualizing. You don't have to do editing. What is the first thing that you work on?
So I get to Joburg. I work for Kwese, which is a sports broadcasting company. It was available in ROA. And the first thing that I did there was a promo that was to promote the world's greatest in terms of sport. So what was nice about that is that I was fusing the sports part of things, but also fusing it with like the creativity, because I needed to bring in a bit of a narrative and a story to the sports world that we were doing. So it actually came out really nice and they were proud of me. And seeing as this was my first time, I was like, okay, there might be something here, you know?
And then over time, you got used to it.
I did. Over time, I did get used to it. And the more you do it, you find a sense of style in what you're doing. You might not realize it at first, but over the years, you're like, I seem to be doing more of this, so I'm more of this person. Doesn't mean that it boxes you, but you sort of understand yourself and how you work so that when you're teaching, because now I'm in a stage where I'm teaching people as an ECD, I'm aware of that, you know, and how I pass on my knowledge and information.
So as a ECD, which is an executive creative director, what is your style when you teach people?
You know, in our industry, we usually like hype up awards. You know, we'll say, we have to do the most creative thing so that we can get all the awards. Because, I mean, accolades are important. But for me, it's the journey, right? That's just as important as the awards, right? Because most of my work that I'm proud of, you'll find that it's not necessarily because we won something, but it's because of the lessons that we learned and that our client was happy. Because at the end of the day, we service our clients. So they must be happy first with what we're delivering. It must also translate in the numbers, because the reason why we're here is to bring in the numbers so that they can continue to do business with us and that their business can grow. So for me, those are the things that I consider. So from a leadership style and what I do, that's very important to me. And if you look at that, I'm a bit philosophical, as you can hear. So even in the sort of promos that I do and the work that I do, it's just more pulling on the heartstrings. It's soft, you know, it must make a difference.
Yes.
Yeah.
It must leave an impact.
Exactly.
Talk us through that workflow from when a client briefs something in until it's on screen.
So how it goes is a client will brief something in. For example, they'll say, because we usually work on full 360 campaigns, right? But I'll make a simple example of a promo. They'll write a brief, and in that brief, they'll specify the target market and they'll give you what the show is about. Target market is extremely important because you speak to people differently. Like if your target market is older people, then you'd relate to them differently as you would, for example, a kid. I know the examples are extreme, but you know, you need to know who you're speaking to. I can't say fere fere mind you to a grand, you know. I need to speak in a language that they understand, so that's very important. They give you their objectives. It's also important to know what they want to get out of this, you know. What angle would they prefer you to take? Because it could be one story and there could be like 10 ways to tell the story. So when I probe and I have opportunity to speak to my client like face to face, then I'll ask, what angle would you prefer? Is there anything you'd like to highlight, you know, visually, what in terms of a color palette, what are you seeing? And then chances are they'll say, no, I don't want it to be too dark. Okay, cool. You don't want us to be in the dark realm. You want us to be speaking to more positivity, more light, but also still make it spicy and attention grabbing with those cliffhangers, etc. So that's that. They give us that. We're happy. We have a clear direction in terms of where to go. We know sort of exactly what we need to do. Then we proceed to the conceptualization stage. And I'll just make an example. Let's maybe call it Channel X, right? So we've got our client is Channel X, and they want to do something for Love Month, which is February. Now, again, that brief is sort of clear in terms of where you need to go, because it's Love Month. You know that you're talking to the feels, what people should be experiencing during this month. But are you really? Because then you can also take another spin towards depending on where you wanting to go, which is where now your team comes in. When you're coming up with the concept, you brainstorm, you bounce around a couple of ideas until you get to one solid one that you will proceed with. And one thing that we always consider when we're coming up with a concept is the golden thread in terms of what we are doing. Say, for example, we're doing one for Love Month, and the golden thread is that we're talking about feels. And then we also need to consider how feels come across visually. How would you show that this is talking to feelings? And also in terms of audio. As an example, sometimes you can produce a promo that doesn't have much audio going on it. For example, 80% of that promo could be silence. That in itself could evoke a certain type of emotion. So the golden thread then becomes important to sort of factor in, because altogether it brings together your concept and the message that you're trying to carry across through whoever is viewing your promo. So after you've conceptualized, we send it to client for sign off, right? Most of the time they'll give it a go ahead and we proceed to actually produce what we have proposed to our client. And that then would involve your script writing. So we start with the script, that's where we begin. And then after we've scripted, we then get the other guys on board, which is your editors. If it involves footage, they would come in and put together, they edit for you nicely based on your vision. And then there'll be like the feedback there from you as a director to say, I don't like where we're going in terms of a direction, or damn, I love what you're doing, let's continue. But you as a director are responsible to make sure that this thing is proper and according to the brief and what you had promised clients. So usually after the edit is done, we proceed to graphics, where we now online the promo. Mm. We made an example about feels, right? So maybe you edit your scripts and your copy could have said, this Valentine's month, it's all about feels. Do you love feeling happy or feeling sad? You can feel happy when you watch Channel X. So as an example, it's that. But with that, it will probably need graphics to support it. So maybe little hearts springing here, there, and everywhere. That's where your graphic supports comes in. Maybe you want to have titles that say, it's all about the feels. And then those titles will also come in as the voiceover says it, right? And then that's how they online your promo. And then it does require a bit of grading, because grading is also part of the process, because sometimes you get footage, especially if you're mashing up different shows, you get footage that doesn't look the same in terms of how it was shot. Then you need someone to online that and make sure that they color correct, the grade the footage so that everything is standard and it looks like it comes from one place or one home and it doesn't feel like all of these different shows have been mashed up together. And that's essentially putting the visuals together. And then the last part of this process is final mixing. That's when we're including the sound engineer. Because we've sorted out the picture in the online stage where we took it to someone in the graphics department to put in the graphics and make the graphics come together with the edit. And then also making sure that the grade is right. We then move it to audio where they make sure that it sounds good as well, because the sound is just as important as the picture. So they need to make sure that even though these, we call them sound ups, you know, those clips mm-hmm. from footage that we receive, we call them sound ups. So we need to make sure that the audio is balanced, that it doesn't, you can't hear glitches that, oh, this one was not there. Just feels like one thing that is seamlessly together. So that process is also very important in terms of bringing the audio and the visual together to make one holistic and beautiful looking promo, which is according to what you had promised your client.
Then you send it to the client.
No. Yes. So after that is done, then we send it to the client for final sign off, bearing in mind that throughout the process, we have been communicating with the client and we have been going for approvals throughout every stage. So it's not like we are coming right at the end with the feels, Love Month feels promo, and the client is like, what's this? I have no idea what you guys have done. So they have been part of the process. We have been approving the graphics. We've been approving the edit. So they would have seen all of that stuff as we're going.
Mm. So this all sounds like stuff that was learned on the job when you started working. Is there anything from your degree that equipped you for it?
Yes. So it's on the job, but then, so I would call it experience. It's more like the experience thing. Mm. And then there were those skills that I did learn when I was doing my, it was a diploma in video technology. So had I not done that, I wouldn't be able to direct edits as well as I do, because I know how to edit. So it makes the job a little more easier if I'm doing it, right? Mm. Another example is that I left Durban not knowing what promo directing is. I just had my diploma. Had I not had that diploma, I wouldn't have known how in the world to navigate, you know, this new space that I found myself in. So the skills, the technical skills are important in order for you to set you up for the job, right? Because they do equip you to do better and they put you at a more advantageous position compared to someone who hasn't done it. Mm. It is possible to not have gone through a university and still do it. But for me personally, I found it to work better having gone to university, because I'm applying that knowledge and skill here.
When you're hiring or onboarding people, what do you look at for them to kind of be a successful promo producer?
So when we're hiring, one thing I love about the company I worked for, which is Birthmark, we hire a lot of interns. We have a student development program where after they've graduated, there's an internship that's available for them. So we're always looking at growing young minds in the industry and young people and giving them an opportunity. So when it comes to hiring phase, we obviously look at what you've done before. If it's for a more senior role and not necessarily an internship, we look at what you've done before, and then we look at your technical skills if they are required. If you are maybe applying to be a promo director, we're looking at more how strong you are conceptually. Are you able to come up with these great creative ideas? And with that being said, are you able to translate that into a script, you know, that is relatable, that is relevant, because times are constantly changing and different lingo is coming up. And like I said to you before, you engage with people differently. So we look at, are you a multifaceted person to be able to write? Are you a good writer? So that's very important. And then the other technical skills, like your editing, your graphics. So not more so in promo directing, but if you know it's better for you because again, you are able to direct people a bit more when you are working with them.
Then these interns come up into the various stages. So you start off as a promo producer, then a promo director. What's the trajectory upwards?
So, when I arrived here, I was a promo producer, and then I went to Birthmark to be a promo director, right? Promo producing, according to my understanding, is you are involved with the editing. So, you see, at Birthmark, where I am currently as a promo director, I would conceptualize, and I would script, and then I would direct everybody else. As a producer, I used to have to conceptualize, script, edit, oversee the project, which is what I do as a director. But I think producing is more hands-on because you are literally producing your own project, you know. There's not much support. Whereas if you're a promo director, you're more focused on directing and making sure that the team comes together and does it for you. So from my experience, you usually find producers with other smaller agency where there's not a lot of people, where one person is doing most of the jobs themselves. Yeah.
So the promo producer, in essence, is the doer, almost like a soldier, because you have to write your own script, do a guide voice, maybe basic editing if needed, and then you take it to online. The promo director is like the captain who tells people what to do according to what needs to happen.
Yes.
Then upwards you go to channel head, ECD, which one is first?
It differs with different companies, but based on my experience, you start as a promo director, and then there's different levels there. There's your junior, your mid, and then your senior promo director. After senior promo director, we have what we call creative channel head, where you are in charge of a certain number of accounts within that department, and it becomes your baby to run it. By that, I mean everything that comes into the building and leaves the building, you oversee it. And when you're a creative channel head, you're not only overseeing the promo directors, but you're overseeing the work that is done by the graphics team, the edit team as well. So you're in charge of that. So after that creative channel head position, we then have the ECD, which is the executive creative director. And that is then an extension of the creative channel head. It's actually my role currently, where I'm in charge of the strategy of my department. I'm in charge of the direction which I think it should go. And that doesn't only just involve promo producing or promo directing, it also involves staff and managing the team and making sure that the company culture, the goals, everybody follows them, they are aware of them. So it's more working in a managerial position. So it's not only just creative, but it's also the other skills in terms of running a team that I need to apply to make sure that we succeed.
You mentioned how your approach to promos are more philosophical and it has to target your heartstrings.
Yeah.
In essence, what do you feel is your way of giving back now, having learned all of these things
Yeah.
that you know now?
I think my way of giving back, or what makes me happy, is when I have the opportunity to open the door for someone else, right? So it goes back to the philosophical thing we mentioned earlier on, very soft on the heart, just making sure that you reach out to people. Everything must have a message. You can laugh. I mean, I love laughs. I'm always laughing. Some may disagree, but but, you know, at the end of the day, it has to mean something. It has to make a difference, you know. Even in the laughs, it needs to change somebody else's world. Because at the end of the day, we are creatives. We love what we do. And when people think of the arts, actually, they think of it as a career that won't get you too far, you know. You probably won't be earning that much, you know. It's like, ah, the arts, ish, you're going to suffer. If somebody says, I want to do it, you get nervous, you know. So even with all of that, we are out there. We still continue to, you know, wake up, go do our jobs and find a way to make opportunities for ourselves. And, you know, if you've gone through the door, then it's your responsibility to open a door for someone else. And for me, that is what wakes me up every morning, is to make sure that I don't leave the door locked. Someone else needs to get through so that I can go to another door and leave this room and move forward.
Where can people follow you or get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me on Instagram at Pearl Shawzy, or Facebook, which is also Pearl Shawzy.
Thank you so much. That was Executive Creative Director at Birthmark, Pearl Shawzy. Our next guest has had a crazy life in television. If you join in next week, you will listen to me chatting to Zola Hashatsi. I'm Gino Shedile. I'm still your host for the African Couch Potato, The Mashup. And you can find us on Twitter at African Couch Pot, on Instagram at African Couch Potato, and TikTok at African Couch Potato. Goodbye and keep binging.